Am I the Jerk?
Thank you, Matt. Am I the Jerk 1310 at gmail.com. That's where you go to send in those scenarios just like this one. Greetings, gentlemen. I'm married into a country club membership holding tournament golf playing family. I only owned a set of clubs because I was told business is done on the golf course when I joined my industry. My handicap is 117.
No way.
Okay.
I was going to say, there's no way.
I can't even get the ball high enough to arc, but damn it, I try. I joined my husband, mother-in-law, and stepfather-in-law for a full round and warned them I may hold them up. I picked up when I was asked for pace of play and played off my husband's drives. But I was awful and started feeling self-conscious, especially when his stepfather would heavily sigh at my every stroke. My final straw was when I topped a 5-iron. It rolled 4 feet and I heard someone outside of our group laugh. I picked my ball up, went to the cart, and cried privately. At the next hole, I said I was done and it would be best if I did not play. The stepfather got huffy, stating they paid for me to play, so I needed to get to the tee box. My eyes started to well. My mother-in-law got the message and told him to lay off me. Damn. To this day, he treats me like some jerk for giving up on a round they paid for. For the record, he doesn't work. They live exclusively off my mother-in-law's income, so she paid for me to play. Was I dumb for joining them when I knew I was bad? Was I a jerk for giving up when I had a free round of golf at an exclusive country club?
This is so, there's so many things on this.
It's a lot of layers to this one.
Because, unfortunately, in the world of golf, when you are playing at a high-level club like that, it's probably not cool for somebody who doesn't know golf at all to go out to, and if it's truly the exclusive type country club, because those are usually people that take the sport extremely seriously, and you have to kind of know where you're dipping your toes into, in a sense.
But I would, go ahead. I'm sorry.
But the flip side of that also is you're within a group, and if you're picking up your ball because you know you're not very good and you're not slowing them down, it's not affecting anyone else on the course.
Then I see nothing wrong with it.
Right.
I really, truly don't.
And now, that's the thing.
You know, you're spending 3 minutes looking for a ball, like you want to finish out every hole and, you know, going five feet at a time.
Way different.
Then that's something different.
But I get the, I see both sides of it, because I know, having played at high level courses like that, and the frustration of being around people that aren't golf savvy, but again, they're not holding you up. And that's usually where the frustration comes from, is like, okay, I've taken 2 shots, you've taken 12, and the rhythm of my game is off, and I paid whatever it is to play this course. Because they probably, if it's exclusive, they could have paid $400, $500, $600, who knows, to play that. Man, that's a weird one.
Yeah, I don't think she's a jerk for playing.
I don't think she's
and
a jerk
them,
for
and
playing.
And telling them beforehand, I'm bad.
But and playing her husband's drive.
Right.
Like, she didn't even try to drive.
I think that's totally fine. And I think the stepfather is a bit of a jerk.
Yeah, because if she
saying,
told you that.
And then I think there are sometimes, even if we're playing, and you are having maybe the worst golfing day of your life, you know what, I'm done. Yeah. I just can't, and I get it. Hey man, I'll pay you back if that's what you're so worried about and concerned about, the tee time. If it was a gift, I'll give you the money. I just don't have it today, and I know I've stopped on hole 11 or 12 before and say, man, I have nothing.
Yeah, because if she's playing and if her father-in-law is really good at golf, I guess it sounds like he might be, then wouldn't he be like, okay, deep down, like, I'm glad she stopped playing so that we can just play,
right,
and I don't have to watch this.
You can speed it up and you're,
right,
you know, playing your game and you're not sighing every time a bad shot happens because she can't play. That's fine.
And that's so silly that somebody would like scoff or laugh because you hit a ball that went 5 feet. That happens to pros.
It does. Everyone's topped the shot.
You shank shots. You can be a high-level handicapped guy that shoots in the 70s and shanks something.
And will slice one out of bounds and do all that. So it does happen. And, yeah, people love to golf bully. And they love to golf bully people who aren't very good and don't aspire to go and have lessons.
Right.
They just love being out there, and it's fun.
It is. And I do understand, because it is very self-conscious when you're playing with people who are really good golfers.
That's
when
I play my worst.
Man, because then you know, you're like, oh, my God, like, I'm holding them up. They're like, oh, no, we can wait. Well, you can go look for your ball. No, I'll just take out the. Well, you got to take a penalty shot.
Okay.
Okay, fine.
I'm not keeping score.
But in your
not
head,
with you nerds.
in your head, you're like, man, well, if I'd gone to look for my ball, I wouldn't have to take a penalty shot, but I want to hold you guys up because all y'all are on the green.
And they're all looking for your ball. Right. That's the one that gets me. When everyone's on the green, but everyone has to search for mine.
They're being too helpful to you.
Right.
They feel bad for me. This isn't fun.
And it, man, it is. I'm telling you, because like I've played with my brother many times. And you, I mean, he's a scratch golfer. He's a golf pro. And there are times where I'm out there and like on the first one, I'm like, oh no, oh no. And he's just laughing. But he's my brother.
Right, and they know, they
but
know.
But if we're playing with his buddies, I feel so bad.
Makes you feel like a child. Like, I just don't even know how to do this.
It does. And you're like, sorry guys, sorry. Like, I just got to get loose. I really don't usually hit it this loose. Bad.
I think sometimes they'll say, dude, just stop apologizing. I know, play your game. They like, understand how the game goes and they know that they are at a different level than you are. So I think the majority of the people will, hey man, we're just here having fun. Don't worry about it. Just go out there and play your game. But if you get a little huffy, going in knowing that I can't play and I don't play very well, 100%. But I don't think she's a jerk for going out there because maybe she just enjoys being outside.
Yeah, spending time with my in-laws.
Right, you're invited by the in-laws. Right. You're kind of like, you kind of have to say yes if they're inviting you.
I think you do. All right. Am I the jerk for throwing my dog's poop bagged properly in a neighbor's alley trash can? On our daily walk, I was carrying the dog poop down the alley behind my house. It was the day before trash pickup day, so my next door neighbor had her trash cans on the alley. Ours weren't out yet, so I threw the bag into her trash. The next day, there were pieces of paper taped to her trash and recycling bin saying, do not throw your dog's poop in these cans. Am I the jerk here? And then he did send a picture of the sign that the lady put on her trash can, and it says, do not, with two underlines on the not, put your two underlines loose poop bags in my trash can, trash bins, please. I think this is an interesting topic because I have dog, I walk dog, and I have to carry two like full size plastic bags with me. Because he drops his butt three or four different times when he's walking. But I do carry it all the way home with me to put it in my trash bin. I would not put that properly bagged, even tied up and everything. I don't put it in anyone else's trash bin. I wouldn't do it.
This is weird because how would they know? Are they looking out the window and seeing that you're doing it?
Maybe.
Because I don't go home. Like, my trash comes today. Now, I would know if somebody put dog poop in there.
If they did it yesterday, you're right. You were going to put the bag in this morning and you saw the loose bag.
Right, like if there wasn't anything in the bin, then I would know.
Yeah.
But like if somebody walked by my house right now and put something in there.
Do you care? What if it's anything? What if they're walking around with a fast food bag?
No, like what difference does it make? It's trash. And if the trash is going to come and pick it up, then I don't really care. Now, the dog poop, if the bin is empty, is it going to stink up the whole bin? But then the trash stinks it up anyway. So
or maybe if they turn it over and it doesn't properly go, you know, out and
just
it's in there,
to the
and
lid.
Right. And then you kind of dump your trash on top of it and maybe it stays. I don't know. People are pretty particular about their trash bins, and I guess I understand that.
It's so interesting.
I wouldn't care personally unless it's not bagged properly.
I don't think it's hurting anything. It does feel like an encroachment on your personal like area. A little bit, like it's very much like somebody parking near or in right in front of your house. Like I have no authority over that, and I really like it's not hurting anybody, but it is bothering me in some way. I don't want you to put your dog's poop in my bin, especially if you're walking in your neighborhood, because you could do the Donovan and just take it home to your bin.
Like I get, like if you walked up my driveway,
I don't know if I want that to be the.
I'm going to call it the Donovan. Yeah,
I'm with you.
I guess like if my bin's at the curb and it's just sitting out in the street and you put something in it, I just wouldn't care. But I mean, if you walked up my driveway because I keep it on the side of the house and you're like, do that, I'd be like, what are you doing?
Not everybody is as respectful with the tying of the bag, and they might just, you know, spin that thing around and throw it in a bin, and all of a sudden you got do on the wall of your trash can.
And it's a tiny, if this is one of the tiny bags, then it could, if it's an automatic or if it's a guy that empties it out, maybe it doesn't go out properly, puts it back down and it's right there at the bottom.
Yeah,
and maybe it never goes out. So there are some people, like you say, you wouldn't care if anyone puts trash in your bin. I think I'm the same way. I think we may be the minority in that line of thinking. I think a lot of people do truly care hey, that's my trash bin. Don't put your trash in my trash bin. I don't care if it's even out there on the curb.
If you did see somebody putting something in your trash can, though, you are curious what they just dropped in there, right? You're like, oh, okay, I guess that's the
I don't know.
Place for them to throw trash away.
That's a good question. I don't know. Like, if I was sitting there and saw it happen, I'd be like, I would just assume it was trash. I mean, it could be a grenade. I have no idea.
But now with people with the Ring cameras and everything else, yeah, you're seeing everything that's happening. When I walk my dog, there are no less than 7 times I'll hear, hello, you are being recorded. As you just walk by. I'm not even on the property or anything.
I didn't know that the Ring said that.
Yeah. It may be a camera system. Sensor, yeah.
That's cool.
It's a security system on the side of the house. It's not quite sure in the front, but it's like 7 times I'll hear that on the walk.
Go, yeah, oh, I don't know why, okay, but I guess that wouldn't bother me, but somebody parking in front of my house, definitely. I'm like, really?
Yeah, that bothers me too.
Yeah. Like, come on, man.
Well, we have the same kind of mindset about
it. I don't want to look out my window and see parked car.
It frustrates me when I get home. It goes, who is this? Yeah, like, who's at my house? And then it's not.
I spend a lot of time in my front little office room looking out the window, and I don't want to see the car parked right there.
It's not parked in front of my house, but there's one that's been parked at the end of my street, like where the cul-de-sac turns onto the next street, and it's right at the turn. So I have to like weave out really far. It drives me nuts.
What are you, a border collie? Looking at the window? Do you bark when they walk with someone?
Sometimes I'm
outside
on my laptop working in there or doing whatever, and sometimes I just sit there and
man, my grandmother would spend endless time just sitting in the living room looking out the window. And I wondered if
look at the tree or the birds or whatever.
If that's what's going to happen to me. Now, when we see my dog do the exact same thing, we call him Mimi, because that's what we call my grandmother, because they do the exact same thing. Yeah. Maybe that's her in the dog right now.
I'm a watcher.
Maybe she's reincarnated as my dog, Basil, looking out the window like he does all the time.
It happens.